This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu today administered the oath of office of Vice President of India to C.P. Radhakrishnan at the ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's predecessor Jagdeep Dhankar and union ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. Mr. Radhakrishnan emerged victorious in the vice presidential elections held on the 9th of this month. NDA nominee Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, defeating the India bloc candidate and former Supreme Court judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki took oath as Prime Minister of the interim government in Nepal. After intensive discussions for the last 3 days and formal dialogue at the President's office, Sheetal Nivas, since this morning it was decided to appoint former Chief Justice Sushila Karki as the head of an interim government. Sushila Karki becomes the first woman Prime Minister of Nepal. She's the first woman Chief Justice of Nepal who was widely praised for her integrity. President Ramchandra Baudel may dissolve the House of Representatives and the new Prime Minister will build her new team, including Gen Z representatives, to be part of the interim government. Her appointment aligns with the demands of the protesting Gen Z demonstrators who have been calling for immediate dissolution of Parliament and leading the interim government free from the existing corrupt political leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Gyan Bharatam mission is set to become the voice of India's culture, literature and consciousness. Addressing the gathering at the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India has the world's largest collection of about 1 crore manuscripts.
आज भी भारत के पास दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा मैन्युस्क्रिप्ट संग्रह है. करीब 1 करोड़ मैन्युस्क्रिप्ट हमारे पास है. साथियों, इतिहास के क्रूर थपेड़ों में लाखों मैन्युस्क्रिप्ट जला दी गई, लुप्त हो गई, लेकिन जो बची हैं, वो इस बात की साक्षी हैं कि ज्ञान विज्ञान पठन पाठन के लिए हमारे पूर्वजों की निष्ठा कितनी गहरी थी, कितनी व्यापक.
He further stated that throughout history, crores of manuscripts were destroyed, but the ones that remain show how devoted the ancestors were to knowledge, science, and learning. He added that India is itself a living stream shaped by its ideas, ideals and values. The Prime Minister also launched the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and addressed the gathering on the occasion. The 3-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Manipur tomorrow. He will interact with internally displaced persons or IDPs in Churchandpur district and Imphal and will address public gatherings in these two places. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stones and inaugurate different projects worth Rs. 8,500 crore. Briefing media persons on the visit of the Prime Minister to Manipur, the State Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal said that the projects include national highway projects, infrastructure setup for skill development and employment generation, working women hostels, healthcare project for remote and hill districts, education and tourism projects, and projects related to strengthening high schools and higher secondary schools in all districts. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the Bairabi Sairang New Railway Line project tomorrow during his visit to Mizoram. The rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history. And in sports, India's Lakshya Sen has defeated compatriot Ayush Shetty to make it to the semi-finals of the Hong Kong Open Badminton Tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.